This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pesei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights of the Daf series. Tonight's shir, we begin Meseches Brachos Perek Tes, the last perek. It's on Daf Nun Dalid. And the topic of the shir is Birchas HaGomel, the plain truth. What we're going to be discussing at the end is what are the halachos about making a Birchas HaGomel after going on a plane trip. Our Gemara on Daf Nun Dalid Mabez lists the requirements of reciting Birchas HaGomel. The Gemara writes, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Arba, Tzrichim Lahodos. There were four people that must formally give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were in a dangerous situation and they have come out of the dangerous situation. Who are those four people? There are Yordei Hayam, people who cross the sea or travel on the sea. Holchei Mibarios, those who go in the desert. Umisha Hayacholav and Isrape, somebody who was sick and recovered. Umisha Hayachavush Bevesel Asurim Yatza, and a person who was in jail and was freed from jail. The four cases, the Yam, the Midbar, Chola, and Beis HaAsurim. The Gemara looks for the source of this and finds the source in Perek Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuv Zayin. It's a lengthy Perek which actually has a repeating theme. It lists causes of a situation where a person would find themselves in a dangerous situation. And what happens is, he's actually in the dangerous situation. He calls out on Tefillat HaShem. He's rescued from that situation. And the person responds with the words, Yodu LaShem Chasto. And we see again, the four cases that are brought down, people who go in the Yam, people who go in the Midbar, Achola, and Beis HaAsurim. However, if you actually look at the Perek in Tehillim, and you look how it's quoted in the Gemara, you pay close attention, the order is out of order. Meaning, the four places, or the four examples that the Gemara lists, are not in the same order as they appear in Sefer Tehillim. In Tehillim, instead of Yam being first, we have the Midbar. Instead of Midbar second, we have jail, then we have Chol as the same, and we have traveling the Yam. So, what we have again is, in the Gemara, Yam, Midbar, Chola, Beis HaAsurim. In Tehillim, Midbar, Beis HaAsurim, Chola, and Yam. The only one that's the same is sickness. Why does our Gemara happen to switch the order of the four and not simply follow the Seder, the order of the Psukim? So we actually have two answers that seemingly are pretty innocent answers. But we're actually going to use an insight by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, to show that there is actually a fundamental machlokas between the two answers that we're going to see. The first answer we're going to see is Tosfos. And Tosfos writes very simply, asking the question, and then answering with the following words, Ela Choshev Holchei HaMidbar Rishon. Our Gemara puts, the Pasuk calls Midbar, puts Midbar first. Why? Dikra nakat seder hamusukanim yoser techila. Because the Pasuk listed the most dangerous of the situations. Ugemara nakat hamitsuyan techila. And hamitsuyan techila, mitsuyan. And the Gemara listed those that are most common. Okay, in Tehillim we're speaking about severity. And in the Gemara we're speaking about frequency. Meaning, of the different dangers, the Midbar, as is mentioned first in Tehillim, is the most dangerous, followed by jail, followed by illness. In the Gemara, though, we're speaking about practical halacha and what people need to focus on and how it plays out in everyday life. And therefore, we mention those that come most frequent first because, thankfully, people travel more often than they get sick and they go to jail. Many Rishonim, however, bring down the opinion of Rav Haigon, who says the opposite of Tosos. Here is a quote of the version brought down by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Nishal me Rabbeinu Haigon, lama lo amar osam, keseder shekasuhim bamizbar. Why does the Gemara not write them in the order that they are written in the Mizmar, in the Perek of Tehillim? The Heshiv, and Rav Haigon answered, that our Gemara wanted to list the ones that are the most dangerous. And traveling in the desert is much more dangerous than somebody who's sick. Most people that get sick, they get better. Even Rahmana Litzlan and the COVID pandemic that we're dealing with, if you look at the number of cases and you look at the number of deaths, you see that around less than 2% of the people, at least the numbers have been at least at some point, less than 2% of the people who get COVID pass away. And Baruch Hashem, 98%, I know it's too small of a number, we'd want 100%, but 98% of the people who get COVID do recover. Okay, and sometimes when it comes to prison also, the chavush, rov ha-pamim hu chavush ba'avur mamon, many times people are put in jail not to be put to death, not to be put in a life-threatening situation, but you have, let's say, a white-collar criminal or something like that. V'ein sakanaso kol kach, aval b'mizmor, when it comes to the Tehillim, hizkir ha-metsuyim yoser techila, mention those that are more common. So what's this machlokas based on? Tosfos says that our Gemara is the ones that happen the most, and Rabbi Nochaygon says, nope, the Tehillim is the ones that happens the most, and our Gemara is the most dangerous. What kind of machlokas is this? I can tell you one thing. It's clearly not a machlokas in Metzius, what the actual reality is. Because if that's the case, we could just do a statistical analysis and find out. We don't need a shita of a Rav Haigon. We don't need a shita of Tosos. Tosos saying that, no, this one's less frequent, and this one's more frequent, this one's more dangerous. And Rav Haigon says, no, that one's more frequent, and this is more dangerous. That's not what the machlokas is about. But rather, Rav Yaakov, in the way I understood his piece in Emes LeYaakov, says the reason why Midbar and Yom is so more severe, according to Rav Haigon, is because, I'm sorry, let's repeat this, let's retract it again, I'm going to retract for a second, and Rav Yaakov, from the way I understood it, is going to say, or says, that the machlokas is not on whether it's just the facts, but rather the machlokas is on what precipitates the bracha. Meaning, according to Rav Haigon, the reason why he says Yom and Midbar is more severe, because he holds that you only make the bracha on a dangerous journey. When it comes to Chol and Beis HaAsurim, you possibly, again, this is a machlokas about, amongst different Rishonim, I don't want to get into that discussion, but it could be that you make it on cases which you not deem as much off the bat as life-threatening. Maybe an illness that makes you bedridden, or a person who is serving time for a white-collar crime, or something like that. But like, for example, we say that somebody, you know, undergoes a surgical procedure, or somebody has a baby, yes, we go ahead and we make a birchas agomel. Yes, of course, childbirth can be dangerous, but rov v'ruba, Baruch Hashem, most births, the woman is not in mortal danger. But as far as the Yam and the Midbar, Rav Haigon is going to say that these are the most severe, because these situations are only made when a person is undergoing a bracha of when it's a situation of danger. Tosos, however, understands drachim that perhaps it is made, not perhaps, Tosos is going to understand the idea of drachim that it's made even on a journey that's not a dangerous one. That you would make a birchas agomel even if you're not going on a trip that's dangerous. So therefore, it comes out more often than if people go on a journey, then they become sick. Because again, if you're going to be saying that derech is not a life-threatening journey, so yes, of course, it's going to be more than when people get sick. We travel a lot more than, Baruch Hashem, we're sick in bed. Or we travel a lot more than a person's in the hospital. But if you're going to be holding that traveling is only made on the most severe, so then you have to say that we're going in the order of severity. Furthering this idea, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah write the following: Umina kupet sarfas, the minig is in France. She'ein mevarchim birchas hagomel kishaholchin me'ir le'ir. We don't make a birchas hagomel when we go from city to city. B'mnei she'omrim shelo hitzrichu lahodos el holchim barrios. With only people that, because the Gemara says the only people who have to go ahead and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the people that travel in deserts. Why? Shehu sakana, that's a real danger. Mechayos ro'os milistim. Haval hoche drachim, lo. So in other words, Birchas HaGomel is only said by those who travel in areas that are clearly dangerous, like Midbarios, as the Gemara mentions. Taking this idea of Tosfos, though, however, where you would make it in any type of journey, we see the Rambam agrees with that position explicitly. So while I personally read into Rav Yaakov as that's what Tosfos says, the Rambam says it straight out. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Perek Tes, Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Arba tzrichim hodos, four have to give thanks. Cholas shenisrape, chavos sheyotzen beis ha'asurin, a sick person, a prisoner, yordei hayom kishe'olu, v'holchei drachim she'agil le'yishuv, and those who go on the road. Notice how the Rambam uses the word holchei drachim and not holchei midbarios. Why is that? Because the Rambam is telling us clearly that the chiyuv of making berachas agomel is on any trip that's on a road, as all roads have a din of sakana, whether the person's life is actually in danger. Where does the Rambam get this idea from? So the Beis Yosef and Simon Reishit Tes writes that this is actually based on a Yerushalmi, as Yerushalmi says, kol hadrachim b'cheska sakanahim, that all roads have a din of sakana. And therefore, the Beis Yosef goes on to say that both the Rambam and the Ramban also, which you will call, I guess, the Spanish Rabbanim, they would say that you have to go ahead and make a Berachas Agomel when you go from city to city. Obviously, if you're taking your wagon to go to the market in your particular village, no, you wouldn't have to do it. If you're taking your car to go to the pizza store, you wouldn't have to do it. But going from city to city, that might be a case according to the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Tzarfas, as we said before, would take this Yerushalmi, which is a pretty strong proof, and what they would say is that this Yerushalmi, which says that kol hadrachim b'cheska sakana, so you know what they would say to that? They say, that's wonderful. That will mechayev you a bracha, but not the bracha of Birchas HaGomel afterwards, but will mechayev you the bracha of saying Tfilas HaDerech. So we go ahead and see, take this Yerushalmi right over here, and we see a difference between the Rambam and Tosos. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tzarfat. The Rambam says that kol hadrachim b'cheska sakanahim, and that is mechayev you a Birchas HaGomel, comes the Rabbeinu Tzarfas and says, no, that's mechayev you a Tfilas HaDerech. Once you say that Tfilas HaDerech, there's no necessity to go ahead and say Birchas HaGomel, unless, of course, you are traveling in a midbar or something like that. Now, the Miri and Argamar, Kotzi Yeshom, and has a different take. He writes that the chiyuv of Birchas HaGomel is not in the fact, or I'm sorry, read the words of the Birchas HaMeiri first. The Miri quotes a Yesh Misha Omer, She'in hadavarim halalu amurin. We only say the words of Birchas HaGomel is when behocha midbario she'ta'u v'yordei hayam she'amar aleihem nachshol she'biyam v'chole she'yish bo sakana she'be'elu yesh lahem nes v'harehen ke'in hayotz mi'beis ho'asurin avalo ira lahem kein ein sarech levarech. What does he hold? He holds that the chiyuv of Birchas HaGomel is not in the fact that you're going in the desert or on the road or even in the sea, but rather it's made in the specific situation where there was an actual danger when you were on the road. In those days, let's say, you might have gotten lost in the desert. In our times, you had a blowout on the highway or involved in a car accident. This differs with the Rambam, who says that in those cases, there would be a chiyuv to recite Birchas HaGomel, even if there wasn't a spin-out, an accident, or a person getting lost. Just by traveling intercity, you're thrust into a situation of a potential sakana, and would therefore require Birchas HaGomel when arriving safely. Perhaps you can say the point of contention between the Rambam and the Meiri is what brings about the chiyuv of Birchas HaGomel. Does it refer to the situation that has the potential for danger? Much more than everyday life. As a chor, we can always think that we're inches away from having an accident, chas v'shalom. But the fact that you're in a situation that leads to danger, is that already, and that danger is much more present, does that already put you, is that considered to be in a dangerous situation? That would be the shita of the Rambam. Or do you say that, no, you have to actually be in danger. And the fact that you are in actual danger, then you would have to go ahead and make a Birchas HaGomel when you're in danger, but not when you weren't in danger. The Psak Halacha goes right along party lines. The Mechaber and Reish Yotes Siv Zayin writes, "Ba'ashkenaz u'betzarfas ima varkin kishaholchem me'ir le'ir, shelo chivu ela b'holchem midbarios. They only were mechayiv it when in the deserts. The shchichi bei chayos ra'os felistim. That's because we have a lot of wild animals and robbers. U'vesfarad in Spain, in the Sephardic communities, noagim levarachim nekshakol advarachim becheska sakana. There's a chazaka that there's a sakana on the way, and therefore." Sephardim would do it there. An interesting Ganach Kamini, which comes out of our discussion, is how we view air travel. We're tending to go ahead and follow the Ashkenazi custom, and therefore, not all drachim necessarily present sakana. Rav Chaim Jachter, in an article, brought down the following machlokas that was between, actually, Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe. The Rav writes, and I'll read you the quote that Rabbi Jachter brings down, said in the name of Rav Lichtenstein, or Rav Lichtenstein has informed me that the Rav says not to recite Birchas HaGomel after airplane travel, unless a serious incident has occurred. Rav Moshe, however, in Igros Omoshe, Chelik Beis, Simin Nun, has an entirely different approach, and he says that any type of airplane travel requires a Birchas HaGomel. What is the machlokas based upon? So, the rejector wants to say that the difference is how do you view airplane travel? Do we go ahead and look at it and just say that, you know, statistically, airplane travel is actually safer than car travel? There are fewer accidents in the air than you have in a car on a raya. And the only time if somebody has a car accident, it almost never makes the news. It's really, really bad. And any time an airplane crashes, chas v'shalom, it makes the news, because it's much, much less of a percentage of fatalities and crashes when it comes to an airplane, as opposed to a car. However, on the other hand, a person crashes in the car, they have a chance of, like, you know, picking up and going away, because you're not falling from 5,000 feet. Something happens to a plane and a plane crashes, there's almost no chance of any survivors. So the question is, how are we viewing plane travel? Rav Moshe is going to say that we look at plane travel with the potential for injury. And even though there is percentagely much less incidence of accidents, Rav Moshe says traveling in the sea puts us in a position. So traveling in air puts us in a place of vulnerability. It's almost like traveling in the sea, traveling in the yam. He explains that if a boat malfunctions and sinks, the passengers will be forced in the sea, will only can survive for a few minutes. Similarly, if an airplane, chas v'shalom, should malfunction, the passengers are going to be doomed. But if a person's car stops driving, what does he do? Or he gets hit, he goes to the side of the road. And unless it's a really, really bad crash, he should be safe. Therefore, despite the fact that airplane travel may be safer than traveling on land from a statistic purpose, in the former case, one is required to recite HaGomel, in the later case, you're not. So that would be the machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Rav. The Rav saying, again, we follow the percentages, and the percentages are saying that, you know, that traveling in an airplane is not viewed as the same thing as the Yam or the Midbar, where there's real sakana. And Rav Moshe says, we look at the severity of a malfunction, and if something, God forbid, does happen, there's almost no chance. That's almost like being in the middle of the Midbar, stranded in the desert, or being in the Yam, and therefore, he would mechayev you. Just so you should know, the Star K put out a little guide in terms of tefillas haderech and halachas of traveling, and they put out that the minhag of many is not like Rav Moshe, and we don't recite Birchas HaGomel whenever we just get into a plane. This is also quoting Rav Belsky, Zichrono Levracha. However, many are machmir to go ahead and recite Birchas HaGomel when traveling overseas, let's say from like America to Eretz Yisrael. What's interesting is the case of Florida, where you spend most of your time traveling over the water, over the Atlantic. Nonetheless, I guess because it's not an international flight and it's a shorter flight, therefore, the Star K writes that many of the minhag not to recite Birchas HaGomel when you're reciting going from Florida to New York and vice versa. But again, this is a question that should be looked into when a person is taking a flight. There's some posts who say it has to do with distance. Some say it has to do with the water. But the most important thing to realize is the machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Rav as to how we're viewing flights. We're viewing flights as a place where it's a real sakana because of the severity. And that puts it into the situation where even the Chachmei Ashkenaz would require Birchas HaGomel. Or do we say that no, we look at the percentages, and the percentages would not dictate it. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.